Some of you may recall that Labor Day weekend back in 2000 was the first time our parish community gathered in the Lineville Middle School gym for Mass. It was more than 5 years before we had our first Mass here in the church. So as the saying goes, we've come a long way, baby. I want to say another word of thanks and appreciation to you, to all the members of our parish community, for your active participation in the sacramental life of the church and your stewardship service in so many ways over these 17 years. God has richly blessed us, and for that I'm very grateful to you. And sitting out there since the beginning of Mass, wondering what that is? No? Okay, I'll just leave it there. Last night I said I was going to offer $20 to whoever could guess it, but I'm too cheap. And Father Deacon Jim was here last night, so he could answer, so that wouldn't be good. So let me show you what it is. This is a very special gift that was given to me 30 years ago upon my return from biblical studies in Rome. It's a wood carving by a man named Robert McGovern out of Marion, Pennsylvania. The same artist who did the wood carvings for St. Elizabeth and St. John the Baptist on our side aisle there. If you've never seen them, please check them out. So what Mr. McGovern did with this, he made a wood carving of the prophet Jeremiah. And actually, the reason I thought about it is because the text, which is written in Hebrew with the good English translation right here, is from our first reading today. The word of God is like a fire burning in my heart. I can't hold it in. So look, he really captured the intensity, the passion, the agony almost of the prophet Jeremiah living out his life in response to God. Now, some of you have heard me say before that, I mean, Abraham, Moses, and David are pretty big characters in the Old Testament, right? But my man is Jeremiah. And I'll tell you why. Jeremiah has two powerful passions that guide his whole life. His first passion. Jeremiah is absolutely committed. He's on fire with his prophetic mission and ministry in the world. In the face of conflict, rejection, being in jail, being in the stocks, being exiled, watching his whole community collapse in a terrible, difficult time for the people of Israel, Jeremiah doesn't give up. No matter what happens in his life, he continues to follow the mission and ministry Jesus gave him. He's alive, passionate in his heart with doing what God has charged him to do in the world. But there's a second and an equally important passion in Jeremiah's life that makes him even more important to me. Jeremiah is passionate in his prayer relationship with God. Jeremiah dares to talk face to face, talking turkey with God Almighty. Hear that first reading? God, you conned me. How'd you get me into this job? Jeremiah looks out and says, Lord, this world's full of all the bad guys who get away with stuff. What are you going to do about that, God? Jeremiah takes the real stuff of his life and prays to God about it. Oh, he doesn't say these nice little pauses. Oh, dear Lord, you're wonderful. It's raw. It's honest. It's passionate. Jeremiah demands that he have a real relationship with God in his prayer. Passion for his mission, passionate in his prayer. That's why Jeremiah is my main man from the Old Testament. But how about us? What are you passionate about? What really gets your whole soul moving? Oh, I'm not talking about these political rallies every 4 to 8 years. They pass and come and go, huh? Talking about them demonstrations and marches. What are you really living for? What makes your life, as the gospel says, worth living? What charges you up? Anything? Did you hear the first Psalm verse? My soul is thirsting for you, O God. Are you thirsting for God? Are you passionate in your prayer life? Or are you just kind of going through the routine, putting in the time, keeping it safe, not getting too close to God? Jeremiah invites you to come alive with deep, honest passion in the way you pray. All of us, by our baptism, We're given a mission in the world to represent Jesus Christ in the world in which we live, in our families, in our neighborhood, in our workplaces, in our schools. People need to be able to look at us and say a little bit of Jesus. You have a mission that's been given by your baptism. Are you passionate about it? How much has our world been limited in its conversion to Christ precisely because of the lukewarm, tepid, lackadaisical, uninspiring disciples of Christ like us? Jeremiah invites us by the example of his own life to come alive, to catch the fire, to become passionate about what we're called to do in the world. So at the end of Mass, we're going to take my friend Jeremiah to the back. I'd ask you to stop and take a little look at him and pray to God that he would inflame and impassion your commitment to Christ and your commitment to live as a witness of Christ in the world. Jeremiah is my main man. Abraham's impressive. Moses is inspiring. David is really overwhelming as a king. But that man is full of passion. And we're called to be the same.